We're back welcoming two old friends again, David Malmuth and Cliff Ratkovich, who are both developers of the Second and PCH project, where the old Marina Pacifica Hotel, the Marina...
Seaport Marina
project was going to go, but that's now under new direction, and David and Cliff are the developers of this project to be. David, it's a prime site. I live right in Marina Pacifica across the street from it, and it's a wonderful site. Tell us what your thinking is.
It is. It's a priceless piece of real estate, and I think that the city deserves a great project there. And so we're excited about the reception that we've gotten over the last couple, 2-3 months as we've reached out and talked with people, and the enthusiasm that exists to do something very special there, and we're committed to doing that.
Just for the record, the previous developer was Lennar Homes, and they had proposed, I think, about 550 condos on the site as well as commercial, and there was a lot of community opposition to the density, the height, and also the traffic problems. And then, of course, the housing market tanked, and Lennar had other problems, and so they turned over their position to you guys. And Cliff, you're a major developer in town. What's your thinking?
Well, we're taking a different approach than one might normally take. Rather than develop a plan that we think is right for the site and then present that to the community and get their input and at the same time submit that to the city, we really took a step back and said, let's start with a set of guiding principles. And we developed 5 core principles. The first one was, let's make sure we connect to the waterfront, the greatest asset that the city has to offer. The second thing is to make sure that this is a Long Beach project. We're not in Orange County, we're not in Los Angeles. This needs to be uniquely Long Beach. The third thing is to take responsibility for its gateway location. It's Second and PCH. It's gateway to the city. It's the gateway to the project. We need to do something very iconic and special there. The third thing is to be a leader in environmental design and energy efficient programs for the project. Really take a leadership role in that. And then the fifth is to reach out to the community. And so we want to do those things first. Establishing those guiding principles, and then work from there to come up with our
plan. That's great. I meant every one of those principles, and of course, being on this show is part of that fifth principle of a reach out to the community. I know your thinking, Dave, is in terms of a fine boutique hotel there, and high level commercial, good restaurants, a Tommy Bahama type store, or a fine steakhouse that can attract both the traffic on PCH and also service the people that might be living in the project.
Well, our sense has been, both my sense from living in Long Beach, and Cliff's been here for 25 years, is that there's a gap in the market. There isn't the kind of really great retail that the local market would love to visit. They're going down to South Coast Plaza.
Yep.
They're going down to Fashion Island right now.
Yeah.
So our idea is to bring that quality of retail, that quality of experience, so that local residents can spend their dollars in Long Beach.
So we could maybe theoretically have a Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah. We think there's room for all kinds of great names, and in our initial conversations with those kinds of retailers, they've said, yeah, we want to be there, but we want to be in the right environment.
Yeah.
So our job is to create that great retail environment with great public spaces, great connection to the water, and a boutique hotel also seems to be something that the community wants.
Yeah.
We've been in conversation with Chip Connolly, who runs a terrific hotel chain called Joie de Vivre, and it turns out Chip's got great Long Beach connections as well, and he's excited about the idea of doing a small hotel on the site that really
wow.
connects with and speaks to that community.
And this idea of connecting with the waterfront is exciting, and particularly having some public access through the site to the waterfront is appealing.
Indeed. I mean, we want people to feel as though they're connected to the water. The ocean is there, and wherever you are in this development, to be able to feel that sense of connection through view corridors and pedestrian connections and the like.
And I know the Coastal Commission has to okay whatever goes there, and they like the idea of hotel because that is access to the waterfront via the hotel
Absolutely.
Guests.
Absolutely. It's one of their priority uses.
Yeah.
And we believe strongly that what we're going to create there will become much more of an amenity and much more of a draw for people who want to enjoy the water resource than what's there right now.
And you are Mr. Water because you were involved with the Disney Sea project some years ago, so you know about water.
I do.
Well, Cliff, we have about a minute left, so anything you'd like to say? We're going to put a website up where people can express their reaction to this, but go ahead.
We just want to make sure that the community knows that we want them to have involvement and engagement in this process. And if it's going to be successful, it has to be something that the community is going to embrace and enthusiastically embrace.
And finally, David, what are the timelines? When can this get started, do you think?
Well, we have about another 3 months to work with the community to try to refine the plan. Then we go through the EIR process again, because it will be a very different plan than what emerged the last time. And then, as you said, Coastal Commission. Our hope is around 2 years to get all those approvals, and if we get the city support, we can move that time frame maybe a little bit more quickly, but that's really key.
Great. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. Good to see you again.
Thank
and
you.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.